You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. It is hot in the City of Angels. I think today was about 118 in my part of the world, and then I get here, it's about 110. So everything's hot, sizzling. If you had an egg, you could just put it on that driveway. It will cook. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Cameron Sports and Life. What a big news day today. We had a cabinet member resign yesterday. We had Elizabeth Warren being made fun of and the Me Too group being made fun of by President Trump. We had Brazil get defeated in the World Cup, which was amazing. And France won. So it'll be France and I guess Uruguay. And then, not France and Uruguay, it'll be, Belgium won and France. So it'll be Belgium and France in the World Cup. It's a very interesting World Cup because Brazil had all the players, they had all the tools, but at the end, they couldn't keep hold of the score. But it was the final score. Belgium 2, Brazil 1, and then France 1-0. So that's my little sports and life sports. And also, what do you think of the Lakers getting LeBron? LeBron James is going to be a Laker. I can't believe it. So if you want any thoughts on that, which is great, they signed a lot of players. Lance Stephenson, they signed a forward. You know, I can't think of him. They signed Rondé, the guard, and they also signed. I traded for a forward today from Philadelphia. So it's going to be an amazing year, and it's a good time to get Spectrum TV in LA. You have Lakers, you have LeBron playing. It's going to be a phenomenal year. Other news of note. The World Cup, by the way, the viewing for Fox TV has been below 30 million TV viewers. But on Telemundo, they have 100 million viewers around the globe. So Telemundo knows what they're doing. Fox, it looked like they hired the greatest people of all, and it was a crazy, crazy lineup they had. And also, today, Will Smith said he dropped a bomb about his sex life, that he's bisexual. Who cares? Who cares out there? But he's allowed to be human, so that's what he says. We were talking about Donald Trump, what he said about Elizabeth Warren. He said that Elizabeth Warren should take a DNA test to see if she's Indian, American Indian. And Elizabeth Warren said that Trump is a disaster as a president and that he should take a human test. So it's a very interesting afternoon, as they say. Boy, a lot of stuff today. So if you want to talk about Elizabeth Warren, I think Elizabeth Warren is going to run for president. And I think Donald Trump is trying to get at her side, but this lady's strong. She's going to go after him, and he needs that. Also, what do you guys think of that rescue diver? That one of the guys that died. He was I think one of those super guys that go out there. You know, he died trying to rescue those kids that were in Thailand. I guess in Thailand because the cave is so crazy with the water. Well, they're trying to go there to get these kids. So I don't know what has happened in the local news, but it's a crazy, crazy story. You got a little water there. It's so hot. It's a hot day, as they say. Other news I wanted to mention is how was your 4th of July? Mine was good. I got to see the fireworks from Shepherd of the Hills up in the Mid-Valley, and then I got to see the fireworks from Sherman Oaks, as well as the ones from Santa Clarita. So it was really nice seeing the different fireworks. And other news notes, a cop called on a black state representative campaigning in her neighborhood, has a right response. So a lot of crazy stuff That was like last week where a lady called a black lady that was in her neighbor, which was false. And that was last week. So anyway, we welcome phone calls. 323-203-0815. Once again, 323-203-0815. Welcome. We have some guests for tonight. We're going to have a wonderful, one of the best researchers of UFO, UFOologists. We're going to have Ken Pfeiffer come on our show soon. Ken's going to tell us about the latest sightings in Israel. They had one in Jerusalem. In fact, I think that's Ken. So let me get him on there. Hi, Ken. It's been a long time.
Hey, Pat. How you doing? Happy 4th of July.
Good. Happy 4th of July and happy Patriot Week. And it was an amazing week and with all this stuff. I saw your pictures, and maybe you could describe of the UFO in Israel. That was unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I can go over that with you. That was in March 20th, and I believe it's pronounced Yokneam, Israel.
Yokneam?
Okay. Yeah, Yokneam. I guess that's how you pronounce it.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but basically, the witness said that during my night shift, I observed three UFO objects of the same style or type over Netanya 1 year before.
Okay.
But this time, there were at least two helicopters and one jet aircraft. In the beginning, both one object and a helicopter moved on the circle trajectory, but different altitude. The UFO was higher, of course, and after that,
Shot
only the UFO near. I flew near industrial buildings. Unfortunately, and this time I had only an HTC cellular phone in my hand, and that's why quality of the video was less than it was in Netanya. But objects were the same shape and performance and performed the same blinking. And suddenly, I saw the helicopter was flying in the close to the UFO region.
Wow!
And it was possible to shoot them together. It was only a time question. At the same time, I understand that UFOs isn't alone in the sky. Were two UFOs, and after a short time, I had to come back to work. But sometimes I had watched the sky. Helicopters disappeared, but objects did not.
Yeah,
moreover, a number
very
of UFOs. They grow up to three, and it was happened exactly a year after my first meeting with the UFO. It was the first day of the U.S. President Obama visiting Israel. So
this was
one of the case files we got from Israel. The video was pretty poor quality, so I put in there one of my CGI images in there for the article, and that's of course World UFO Photos and News. So
uh-huh.
You can find all these on my website.
Now, what I was going to ask you is, I bet you in Israel, when they saw that UFO by the building, was it seen by many people and many witnesses?
In this case here, yeah, with this gentleman, he said there seemed to be, I guess, at least about a dozen witnesses to the event. And that's basically all he said about it. But it was a pretty cool sighting there in Israel.
That's cool.
And I think some of them may possibly be drones, with the Palestinians and Israel and the military and everything going on over there. But a majority of them are alien craft from who knows where.
Well, I was going to ask you about a couple. You can tell me about a couple of UFO locally in California. Anything happening out here?
Not a whole lot. Not really, not enough to mention. Like I said before, a lot of people report UFOs, but they give you a half sentence as to what they saw, and it's really weird how some people report UFOs and give very little information. I guess they're first of all, they're scared to report. People are still scared to report these things to UFO organizations because they think we're tied in with the government, which we are not.
You have nothing to do with the government, and I know the work that you do. You're doing a lot of your free time to find out about all these sightings, and people don't realize that. That's a lot of work just to, you're in like how many countries right now? You're like three countries?
Right now overseas, I'm in, and I believe I'm in about nine countries right now.
Wow.
I picked up Iraq, Iran, and Indonesia, China, Israel, of course, and Portugal, and I have a few more in the works right now, so. There are a lot of cases there overseas that are not, and they have not been investigated because, we really don't have the manpower to do it.
Right.
So
right.
a lot of our good investigators from MUFON from all over the United States, some of them are volunteering to jump in with 2 feet and see if they can get some information and do some investigating overseas. But, you know, most of it, I'd say 99% of it is done by emails because, you know, we either don't have the phone numbers or, you know, MUFON is not going to pay me to phone Israel and talk to a witness for an hour or so.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, we have our hands are tied in a way, but we're getting a lot of great information out of Europe and Iraq and Iran. It's incredible.
Now, I was going to ask you about some local. About you, did you see the handgun on Mars? Is that a true story?
I think I have seen that. I think I have seen that image. It's really hard to say, you know, sometimes with shadows and everything from some of these photos you get from either Mars or the moon, sometimes these images get distorted and, right. and depending on what quality, you know, is it HD or not, or what quality of the film is, you know, some of these things really stand out where it's definitely something strange. I found a ton of strange things on Mars itself. I found skeletons. I found things that look like clams. You know,
really?
Like a clam that you would find on the beach.
Uh-huh.
Fossils. I found a lot of fossils. I mean, these things aren't rocks. I mean, rocks don't shape themselves into some of these things that look like very, you know, these very fancy clam shells you can buy at the you know, the stores. So you probably have them in the area down there where you live too. But
oh yeah,
now there's some really strange stuff on Mars, and I know the government knows it, and the information's out there. It's just, you know, people have to try to find it and look it over and find these things, which I try to do. You know, it takes a lot of time, but it at least gives me something to do.
Well, of course, I had some other ones. Let's see if you know about. There was a dome city found on Uranus moon, Titanian, June 30th, 2018. Did you see that photo?
I probably have.
It was a moon, Titanian.
There are many things like that. As a matter of fact, on my Facebook page, I have something I discovered many years ago of a dome-like structure with steps and additions and everything else, so right on the moon. So there's a ton of them out there. You know, some of them are like I said, could be something else.
Right.
It could be a coincidence that they may look like a strange structure. But like I said, sometimes it all depends on the quality of the photo itself.
Now, they had an article, I guess, in UFO Sighting Daily, about a UFO gets on the TV news that appeared in the sky over Brazil. You know about that one?
I'm not sure. Maybe I do. I don't know. There's so many of them out
there.
I would need a team of interns just to keep on top of all
yeah.
the stuff that's happening, you know?
Too bad I'm not out there. I would help you, you know? Investigating, you know? Now,
I was listening to your speech before I got on. It was
my preamble.
Back in kids, and was that Prue?
Yeah, well, the kids,
that was a Navy SEAL that died trying to get
to
them.
That was a Navy SEAL in Thailand. That was in Thailand. That was a horrible...
Thailand. I'm wondering, what the hell are these kids doing miles and miles into a cavern?
Yeah, it's crazy because you would never think they would be abandoned, you know? Not only
that,
but the guy, someone's responsible. It's just... the whole thing is just strange to me that it took them this long to find them. And there's something wrong. I think there's a water problem to try to rescue them. And then...
monsoons are coming, I believe. And it's only going to get worse before it gets better.
That's what I heard. And then what I understand is that there's, Elon Musk offered his services to go down there. I don't know if that's going to be helpful, but he wants to go down there. And see if he can help with the rescue of the kids. It's just an amazing story that you never think can happen, where the kids go in a cave and all this stuff is going on. They're lucky to be alive, I think. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's true. Five Tom, I got like about a 3 minute a good one here.
Yeah, go ahead. You have plenty of time. Yeah, go ahead. You have plenty of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's something I picked up here off the internet, and I published this, and it says here that a United States Air Force bomber disappeared in flight. Now,
wow.
Now, this is back in 56,
uh-huh.
And there's tons of cases, military cases, from all the militaries, you know, back in the 50s. And it says here a lone Boeing B-47 Stratojet bomber took off from MacDill Air Force Base, which is in Tampa, Florida.
Right.
And it's about 4 miles outside of Tampa, and it was bound for Ben Jarir Air Base in Morocco, a
uh-huh.
nation in northwest Africa, en route to Morocco. And during the last leg of a long flight, the bomber was scheduled for some refuels from an airborne tanker deployed out over the Mediterranean Sea. However, after a successful first refueling, the aircraft descended through a thick cloud bank to initiate its second refueling at an altitude of 14,000 feet.
Wow.
Well, the Stratojet, however, never made contact with the tanker for the second refueling. In fact, it went completely off the communications and radar grid. Despite intense Air Force and North Atlantic Treaty Organization searches and investigations, neither hide nor hair of the aircraft ever turned up, and there were two nuclear payloads aboard the bomber, so the disappearance of the aircraft, along with its highly trained and specialized crew, has remained one of the most worrisome cases on record. And the Spanish USO Club were chronicling numerous reports of flying saucers and a huge uh-huh. mothership passing across northwest Africa from Morocco to central Libya during the time that the Air Force bomber had vanished. So it also seems that extraterrestrials have shown an interest in a variety of activities taking place at MacDill Air Force Base. As early as August of 46, the pilot and crew of a C-47 aircraft reported a cigar-shaped object with luminous portholes flying over the then Tampa Air Corps airfield. So
uh-huh.
it wasn't MacDill Air Force Base. It was apparently Tampa Air Corps airfield at the time. And numerous reports of mysterious aerial objects had accumulated in the files of local UFO groups in the Tampa area over the years. And during the 50s and 60s, UFO reports especially intensified when MacDill was designated as a strategic air command installation for deployment of the B-47 Stratojet bomber. So I wanted to get that out there.
I appreciate it because you know, you don't hear about these stories. And what would be nice is to investigate a lot of these stories from the 50s, because I think they were in the 40s. They were here before then, and I think they just didn't happen, you know, because what we think of...
Yeah, no, I think the aliens have been here for millions of years.
That's what I think. And I think Roswell was the time when we saw an actual alien come out of the, you know, out of the sky. But I understand that in Roswell right now, they have a lot of coverage of a mountain that opens up. Do you know about that in Roswell?
I've heard something about that, but I don't know all the details.
Yeah, anyway, I was going to ask you, and you could do another file. I met John D'Souza. I met him at the desert, you know, a contact in the desert a couple of years ago. And he was a very nice guy. And they had an article about, he said that the X-Files are based on talks about the Atacama mummy and interdimensional beings. Have you heard about that? He's an FBI guy.
Yeah.
I met him. He's a former FBI investigator. And he said, there's so many things out there that the government does not want the people to know. And he wrote a book regarding this. And I just saw his article in the sightings. And it was Scott Waring. You know Scott Waring?
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's become very popular nowadays. He's in the Inquirer. He has stuff about UFOs in the Daily News, Daily Mail. He's been all over. But he mentioned that NASA. Now, do you know anything about this NASA record? Four UFOs on live stream? Did you see that?
No, not in particular, no.
Well, what has happened is about the beginning of the year, NASA had, you know, they have their cameras around, and they had four UFOs on the NASA ISS live stream. And after a fantastic red and purple sunset over the Earth, after the sunlight faded, four white UFOs came in the picture. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, that's incredible. I'll tell you what, I was just looking on TV. There's a show called ICE. As a matter of fact, they had a thing on TV tonight. I taped it, and to make a long story short, we have over 500,000 or half a million objects in orbit floating, you know, they're just floating around the Earth.
Right.
And they're getting concerned that eventually, you know, these objects are, they've had some crashes. They've had some crash in each other. And then after these two satellites crash, it just leaves a gazillion pieces of debris that's traveling at 17,000 miles an hour that's up there in space, you know. And they're afraid that this is going to turn into in the future, a large problem unless they do something about it. You know, we won't be able to go up in space because we'd be afraid about getting it with some space debris up there.
No, that's true. That's true. And that was, you know, I had I forgot who I had on. I interviewed someone regarding the debris. And I said, you know, what's being done about it? And the guy told me that there's been, you know, various governmental agencies. Britain is trying to do something about it. The British intelligence agency is trying to do something about that solution. It's the same as the Germans. You know about that? They've been instrumental.
Yeah, I've heard some other governments are concerned about the space, all the debris up there. And they all say they're trying to do something. But, you know, well, what the hell can they really do except put some kind of a spacecraft up there? A platform up there that can, you know, shoot these this debris or somehow get the debris to fall out of Earth orbit. You know, if they get slow this debris down fast enough, this gravity will take it in.
But that's
the only problem. These things are flying so fast that they could remain in orbit for decades.
No, that's true because the object's that was so strong. Now there was another thing maybe you know about regarding Area 51. That a flying saucer was filmed being transported on Area 51 Highway, June 30th, 2018. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I didn't see the pictures about that, but I'm not surprised. I feel that there are tons of alien craft in Area 51 right now, and that they have tunnels and things all over the United States that connect, one Air Force base to the other. I certainly believe that because the Air Force itself, they have some, what do they call them, excavation machines are the size of trains. And you know, these things can burrow through the earth. And I know there's tons of tunnels all over the United States that, that are just there. I don't know if we're using it to stock supplies or the military's using it, but they're there for a reason, and it's real very strange.
Yeah, it is strange. And I was going to ask you about, there was a recent TV show that talked about Area 51, and was really talking about when I went to Nevada 2 years ago, there's a place called Lincoln County, which was supposedly the new Area 51. And people don't talk about it. What they do is they have it's all sealed off. It's a government Air Force base up in Lincoln County. It's about, I would say, about 100 miles from Area 51. And we
100 mile north?
Yeah. Put it this way. If you run out of gas, it would be a long way to get gasoline there. That's for sure.
You can't get gas anywhere.
You can't get gas anywhere. So you go
even
there.
A little town there out there in Area 51. What's the name of that town there? It's got the little restaurant, the Alien.
Oh, yeah, that's
Rachel,
right.
Nevada.
Well, isn't
it? You know, I've been out there. I've been in Rachel, Nevada. And it's, I'll tell you, there's some desolate area out there. There's nothing out there but mountains and sand. You know, it's really crazy.
And I had another thing. If you have another bit about back east, Have there been a lot of UFOs back east?
Yeah. We've had
Can I tell the folks
bit.
About it?
No, I'm getting some really great photos. As a matter of fact, I have another one here. I sent you a couple photos. This was from Holden Beach, North Carolina.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go
I sent
over.
You photo A and 1A and photo 1B. And, uh-huh. and briefly, it's this just came in. This was let me read this. It's very brief. This was June 28th, last week, I guess, 2018, in Holden Beach, North Carolina. It says here that we were vacationing at Holden Beach, North Carolina, and sitting on the upper balcony listening to podcast. Uh-huh. We've seen two commercial planes fly along the ocean. They were probably military. We used an app to determine this. My son said, "What is that?" The third object came into view and passed the two commercial planes in the sky. I then done a 180-degree turn and slowed to almost a stop over the ocean.
Wow.
And then they said, let me bring up the next page here.
No problem.
Then it still looked like a distant plane. Then it changed into a single amber light. It then changed into two amber lights. It then changed into three and back to one. It then just disappeared. Several people saw this, but I'm only speaking for me and my son. So, yeah, they've got some strange things flying out there. A lot of them are changing shape. It's incredible.
Well, I saw something when I was up by Edwards where it came in like an orange object, and then it came into silver. This was about a couple of months ago. I had to go to Edwards for a meeting on, you know, another thing I'm working on. But it was very interesting. Yeah. At night, it was the shape was like a sliver. Like you're cutting it a little bit, and it was from orange to silver. And if I ever get pictures on it, I'll send them to you because it was just interesting. And people were looking in the sky. They go, "Wow, what is this?" And that was at Edwards, you know, Edwards Air Force Base.
That's cool. Yeah, I think the best time to spot UFOs is at sunset. You know, that sun being at that angle on the horizon, it seems to cast a special kind of light that illuminates a lot of these objects that are flying around in the sky. So, you know, if you're going to go out and want to look at UFOs, I think the best time to do it is at sunset. I think you'll see more in the sky than otherwise.
Now, you know, too bad I couldn't go to the MUFON. I don't know if you attended the MUFON celebration.
The symposium, that's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I won't be able to go because of all that has happened this year. But next year, I'll definitely go. And are you going to be going there, the symposium?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be there. Since I'm a state director, I'm required to be there, and I want to go anyway. So they're going to have a few meetings and discuss a lot of things. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. This is the first one I've been to, the MUFONs.
Yeah, I went to one the year prior. I went to the one in Nevada, and they really they liked this place in Nevada. Now, it's going to be held in, is this in New Jersey, or is this in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, which is really not far. But it's a half hour from me by car, but it's a remote place there in Cherry Hill, which is it's a very nice town. It's you know, a lot of rich. It's where the Cherry Hill racetrack was, and there's a lot of you know, predominantly rich people in that area up there still, so. Yeah, they got a good spot for it. It should be a good time. I think it's 3 days. I'm just going to go for the Saturday.
Right. What is it, Friday,
Saturday?
I got
a car show. I bought myself a 53 Ford pickup, F-100. Nice. So I've been showing that at car shows almost every weekend. So, you know, we have a lot of fun doing that, too.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun stuff. Now, you know, Jessica Stein is the one putting it on, the MUFON. Put it on.
She interviewed me not too long ago. I think it's been about a month or two ago. She interviewed me. It came out pretty good.
Yeah, she's doing a show. She do a podcast.
Yeah,
they're all doing podcasts now. And
they seem to be. You know, I still don't have Skype. I should get every time I try to hike. Hook Skype up to my computer. I've been having some terrible problems with my computer. I think I got it finally straight away. I just want to mention to your listeners out there, never, never, ever buy any kind of security things off of people calling you on the phone. Never listen to the people on the phone calling you, we're from Microsoft, and we have to get into your computer. And, you know, they make up all these stories to try to get into your computer, and you just got to hang up on them.
Yeah, because...
And if they got me, I'm pretty good that way. And nine times out of ten, I hang up on these people, but they convinced me that I had to do this and do that, and here I come to find out they're trying to tap into my checking account, so I had to go to my bank and freeze everything and you know, call everyone that I had direct deposit with, and it was a royal pain in the ass. And I had to take my computer down at Best Buy, and you know, they had to. I had my hard drive. I downloaded. I had about 6 months ago. I downloaded it to a hard drive. So they fixed. Make a long story short, they did a pretty good job in fixing my computer and removing all this stuff. But you just gotta watch these people when they call you on the phone. You know, well, we're from the IRS. You better do this. You always mean they try to scare you to do something, and it's, you just gotta hang up on these people.
You know,
and sometimes it's hard to do because. It's like my wife, and she's going
to
get in trouble and everything. But now you just got to hang up on these people and forget about it because they're just trying to rip you off.
Oh, I agree with you. I had that happen to me recently with a company out of Washington, and I checked them out. They don't exist. It was just a guy calling people about taxes, and it ended up being a very strange situation. So I kind of said, nah, I don't want to get to go to
the... You say no, and then they start getting mad at you.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny.
But it is, because you never think about those things. But I'll tell you, weird stuff happens. I'm telling you, you know, weird stuff happens. Now, tell the people out there, how did they get your website and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah, okay. My main website with all the photos, I got like 12,000 photos on there. I try to put in 3 or 4 a day, new ones. But it's realufophotos.org is my photos website, my news website. I got like the 2,400 case files on there from all over the world. That's realufophotosandnews.org. Uh-huh. And my discoveries is Ken Pfeiffer discoveries.com. That's a lot of things that I've found on Mars and Moon. And, you know, did we really go to the moon? I have a special gallery for that one. So
oh, wow.
You have to get a chance, check them out. They're very interesting.
Now, I was going to ask you some other things in the UFO world. You know, they had an article regarding, I don't know if you covered the Bigfoot situation, but allegedly.
Oh, yeah, we have it out here in Pennsylvania, a lot of Bigfoot stuff.
Yeah, well, what they said, that there was a Bigfoot discovery, I want to say, in Northern California, up in Humboldt, and it was about a couple of days ago, and they were talking on the news about someone saw this huge person, and, you know, it was all hair, as they say, and he was and they said it was Bigfoot. So who knows, you know. Who knows?
Yeah, these things, they must hide in caves. I mean, there's a gazillion of caves all over the United States, especially in California area.
Right.
And these things must hide in the caves out there, because we have them down here in the Pine Lands. You get a sighting every once in a while down here in central New Jersey, the Pine Lands, and then we got a ton of them over there in Pennsylvania. So, yeah, we get a lot of sightings out this way.
Now, I had a question regarding another big issue in the UFO world has been, you know, when you go, I haven't got a MUFON, not MUFON, MUFON, we don't have meetings out here, but I went to Steve Murillo's group, and I had someone very interesting talk about Arkansas being a UFO discovery, and he talked about the South. Are you getting a lot of stuff other than the one you told me about in North Carolina in the South? A lot of the...
Yeah, we get them from all over, you know, Texas. As a matter of fact, I just got a sighting in from Arkansas. Yeah, they're in Georgia, you know, Florida.
Yeah.
They're basically all over, I'll be honest with you. And since California is the largest state, we seem to get most of our sightings from California.
Right.
No, we get them from all over the United States and the world. You know, we just need people to report these things, because quite frankly, I bet you there are at least 30,000 sightings every day.
Right.
But people don't know where to go to report these things. If you're living in your little hut in Ethiopia, you know, you don't have a phone, you don't have a computer, you don't know who to call. You know, that's the problem we're having is people don't have the equipment or the facilities or the technology to call someone, you know, let alone who you're going to call, you know. Right. Most people call the police and they laugh at you. So
you're crazy.
That's why we're trying to get the MUFON word out there. You know, people who follow this thing here, ufology and all that, they know who MUFON is. But 99 out of 100 people have no idea who MUFON is because they really, this is not part of their life. They really don't know, don't want to know, and don't care.
That's true.
So, yeah.
What if, I was going to ask you, there was a... when I went to the last MUFON, you know, big conference, they had a guy who does a series of different UFO events. And what he does is he works with Gaia. You know about Gaia, right?
It sounds familiar. Yeah.
Gaia, will buy someone's film coverage of UFO stuff, and they'll show it on. You know, you can purchase it, and
yeah.
When I went to the one a couple of years ago, Gaia was very prominent there, and so was another source. Have you found that a lot of these places like Gaia have they brought up more of the UFO phenomenon?
Well, I always feel there's people out there that try to make money on this thing here. You know, a lot of people they send me photos and. Say, oh, geez, I'm thinking about putting a copyright on the photo, and how can I do that? And you know, I tell them, I says, you know, by itself, I have thousands of photos, and nobody really cares. I mean, these photos are all over the internet, and it's kind of crazy foolish for someone to go out and waste their money trying to get a photo copyrighted, unless it's something spectacular. Then
right. That's
a different story. And I think a lot that goes with the videos also. I think there's some people out there who are. Using these videos to make some money, and some of them are, you know, computer generated, but a lot of them aren't. You know, that's the hard part is trying to pick between what's real and what isn't. And with a video, it's a little bit, you know, easier said than done to you know, see if you think this thing is CGI. I mean, there's some little tricks, shadows and things like that, but. I don't know. It's just a phenomenon that's happening, and you know, with people with their phones these days, you know, we're all capable of taking videos and snapshots wherever we are. As a matter of fact, yesterday I saw something flash by in the sky. I was in my car driving, and I'm trying to find this thing, and it disappeared into some clouds, and I wish I didn't report it because I could have been a plane, of course, but, you know, this thing was flying silver in the whole nine yards. Uh-huh. And you know, it's like I said, there's tons of sightings out there, but people just don't report them.
Which is sad, because, you know, you think if you see something, of course you would report it, you know? But people, I guess, get scared. I don't know why. Because what you do is when you report it, you know, and people know it's real. It exists. And do you think another thing was, there's a lot of these TV shows that have been about UFOs, and I notice a lot of them have their own commentary. You know, they talk about various things in UFO history, but, you know, what I'd love to see is other things, you know, current events of UFOs, because what I see a lot is people talking, you know, like the Travis Waltons of the world, they talk about his experience, which is phenomenal, but they also talk about rehash stuff from the past. Is that good? Do you think that's good?
Yeah, they're too much. Well, it's kind of good because, you know, like I said, there's thousands of just incredible case files out there that are from the 50s and 60s and 70s that are just nobody has ever heard of before. They've never heard of it, and the information is just so incredible. It's so real that I think a lot of these UFO shows try to capitalize on that, and you know, they want to show people what has happened in the past, but then again, people want to see what happened yesterday. So it's you know, it's really kind of hard to say And it's easier said than done to put a show together. I mean, you it would take months, I guess, to actually produce, put together a UFO show. And by that time, the new evidence you got is already 3 or 4 months old. So,
yeah, it's old.
You know, even the new stuff looked old, depending on what time frame it was. But I'm glad there's some UFO shows out there. And I've seen, quite frankly, I've seen a lot of them. And I don't watch all of them because I want to have a life, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
they're
pretty good. They're pretty informative. And it makes you question a lot of things. And it makes you question the government because they're hiding all this stuff, of course.
Well, I had a question regarding Trump. Because he's been in the news, there's been a lot of, his administration, for some reason, the truth is not being told. And the thing is, when you do that, it brings back Watergate, you know, of a government not being true. What do you think of him and so far as a president?
I like him.
You like him?
You know, I've always said, you know, do something. If it's, you know, a lot of people do nothing. You know, I'd rather somebody do something, even if it's right or wrong.
Right.
Just do something, you know. And he seems to ruffle a lot of feathers. He doesn't seem to take any crap from anybody. And I think that attitude is what has kind of scared a lot. Of governments overseas, especially the guy from North Vietnam. Quite frankly, I think Bush and Kim Jong-il, is that his name?
Kim Jong-il, uh-huh.
Yeah, I think Bush and him got together, you know, when they met, and I think Bush sat him down and either told him or showed him what the United States is capable of.
Right.
And I think it scared the shit out of him.
Well, I think so, too. I agree with you.
Really, I think, and Bush would do that, you know, and that's why I like Bush. He takes chances.
You mean Trump?
Trump, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, old Donald. He, you know, he says it like it is, and then sometimes it bites him in the ass, but I like a president who isn't a politician, if that makes any sense.
What about a UFO? What research do you think he's going to be? Someone that will open up the government vaults because he's into a lot of the topics, you know.
If anyone does, it would be him.
Yeah, that's what
I think. But like I said before, I think this disclosure would be the worst thing that could ever happen. You know, I couldn't even see Trump coming on the TV saying that. Hey, guys, guess what? We got alien people walking amongst us, and alien craft flying around in the skies, and you know, quite frankly, we can't do nothing about it. I mean, I can't see any president saying that or admitting that because there'd be too many questions to answer. That's for sure.
That's true.
Probably you're going to make the government look like a bunch of liars, which they are. I feel. If anyone was to do it, it would be him. You don't know what he's going to do from day to day. Sometimes, and you know, he surprises you, but he seems to be getting away with it so far. So, quite frankly, I like him. I'll vote for him again.
Now, we're talking about North Korea, China, with the trade war. How is that going to affect back east? I know they do a lot of parts and everything, you know, automotive and everything. And I think, wouldn't that affect that market if you have the tariff on a lot of those items?
Oh yeah, well, it all comes down to money, you know. But then again, they put a tariff on one thing and they lift a tariff on another, and it's I think sometimes it's just a dog and pony show just to shut the press up. It really is. I think these government officials like Trump and the president the president of China, I think they know what's going on. I think they get together and make these deals and, you know, let's do this and then let's do that. And then a lot of it is not even told to the people, to the American people. And like I said, a lot of this stuff is just a dog and pony show. It really is.
No, I agree. I agree with you. Anyway, Cam, we appreciate you being on. And it was great that you came on tonight and talk about a few things. And maybe next time you come on, we can talk about more of California.
Yeah, that sounds great. I appreciate it. You got a greatest show on earth, so I appreciate you having me on anytime. Well. Name you give me a call. Now that I got my computer up to par, I should be good to go. So just Facebook me, and I'll come on anytime you want.
Oh, wonderful! Thanks so much, Ken. We appreciate you being on.
Okay, Mark. Have a good day.
Give your website one more time.
WorldUFOPhotos.org.
Okay, and then people, please, you got thousands of stuff on there. So people out
there. Yeah, I got many galleries. I got one of the biggest strange galleries. So you want to see something weird, go to my strange gallery on WorldUFOPhotos.org. I got tons of galleries of all kinds of stuff on there. So it'll take you days to get through it, that's for sure.
Oh, that's wonderful. And people out there, by the way, people ask me, will you ever put a book together?
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about putting a but sometimes that's easier said than done. It's getting the authorization, especially from UFON, you know, because most of my photos are from UFON. And but then again, I have enough of my own photos. I have an investigator, John Mooner, over in Newton Abbot, Devon, England. He's my chief photographer and investigator for World UFO Photos. He works for me. And of course, I don't pay him anything because I don't get paid any money. I have enough of my own photos where I could probably put pretty nice book together with some case files. So yeah, no, I'm thinking about it. That's for sure.
That would be a wonderful thing because all the people that come up and get interested in the UFO phenomenon, that's the first thing they ask me. You know, they say, oh,
yeah, I'm glad that you have this on your show also. I mean, a lot of people don't have the guts to do it, but you certainly do.
Well, we're trying to get the word out. And unlike George Norrie, where he'll have a guy on and he'll yes the guy to death, we want to hear both sides. We want to hear what's real, what's not real. And I understand Norrie had a show a couple days ago where basically it was all like he was yesing to a guy about a phenomena. Instead of yesing, just let the guy, you know, give the guy a question regarding the phenomena. You know, so we're not unlike Coast to Coast. We're, you know, we're out there, and also, you know, our memory of Art Bell, who passed. You know, Art Bell was
that's great. Well, you guys are the best, and I appreciate it.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you.
Okay, my friend, I'll talk to you next week.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. That was, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that was Ken Pfeiffer. Ken Pfeiffer is a researcher for MUFON, and what he does is he researches all UFO files, and we've been in contact with Ken for a number of years. But we want to thank him for coming on. Today's like a show that you want to go outside and go to the beach. But anyway, we want to thank everybody. I think the temperature probably went down to 110 or 108 in L.A. And we want to tell our Bay Area people that we hope you're keeping cool. I heard in San Francisco it was 80 degrees. And never gets to be 80 degrees. There's like 100 where we are. So they had a hot spell. So anyway, with all that in mind, we've got a few seconds. I want to thank everyone. And next week, we're going to try to get more on the UFO game and get some people to interview. And I want to thank everyone and everyone up there. Have a wonderful weekend and good night from Los Angeles.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.